Well, the weekly Associated Press high school football poll is out after week one of the season. West Des Moines Valley is top ranked in Class 4A, with West Des Moines, Dowling, and Bettendorf the top three. In Class 3A, Pella is number one rated, with West Delaware and Dallas Center Grimes the top three. Harlan is number nine, and Carroll is ranked 10th in the opening poll. In Class 2A, West Union is top rated, with Albia and Dyersville Beckman the top three ranked teams. Also in Class 1A, it's Iowa City Regina, Pella Christian, and West Branch the top three. IKM Manning is ranked 7th, while Panorama is at number 9 in this week's poll. In Class A, Gladbrook Rhinebeck is top ranked, with Logan Magnolia ranked 2nd. Pekin is number 3, and Audubon checks in at number 4 in this week's Class A poll. In the 8-man poll, Newell Fonda is top-ranked, with Gilbertville Don Bosco number 2, and Glidden Ralston rated 3. Fremont Mills is at number 4 this week, while Coon Rapids Bayard checks in the number 9 position in this week's poll. Well, the doors in the Iowa State football complex all have signs hanging on them that read, 1-0, make it happen. After opening the past two seasons with losses to FCS foes, the Cyclones look to turn things around Saturday night when they host the Northern Iowa Panthers in Jack Trice Stadium.
Every team wants to get off to a fast start, and is it necessary? Is it needed? It's needed for confidence. It's needed for all the hard work that you put in from the end of last season to the point right now. And we're anxious to continue the preparation to get to that point Saturday night and go play.
That's ISU coach Paul Rhodes, who says the key to getting a win in their opener is no secret.
We need to play better. It's a simple answer. We need to play better, and when adversity comes, which it will, we need to be able to handle it and respond to it, whether it be in the first quarter or the fourth quarter or many times throughout. It's one of the things that we've really challenged our football team with, both on the field and off the field, in preparation for this season, not just the first game.
The Cyclones host a Panthers squad that beat them 28-20 in the 2013 season opener, and Rhodes says that they will provide another difficult challenge.
Northern Iowa at the FCS level is a program that reloads, like traditional football powers that get more notoriety at the FBS level. Northern Iowa is all of that at their level.
Saturday's game will be the first for new-look Jack Trice Stadium with the enclosed north end zone. Despite 5 straight losing seasons, Rhodes says the Cyclones fans have shown their loyalty as the game is nearly sold out. UNI coach Mark Farley may wait until right before Saturday's kickoff at Iowa State to name a starting quarterback. Sawyer Cole Morgan, Aaron Bailey, Dalton Demos, and Eli Dunn are all vying for that job.
I don't know if I can weed out a guy, which means that nobody stood out enough to say that's the guy. So there's a downside of this whole thing, too, that nobody can say that's the guy by far is the guy to run with. Now, the other side of that is they all have competed very well.
Well, Dunn is a redshirt freshman from Grinnell who Farley says has stepped up his game.
The others are more experienced quarterbacks, all juniors, all have a lot of games underneath their belt. So that's probably what makes it a little bit more difficult. Sawyer's the only one that's played for us. The other two haven't, and the freshman is the one that's really stepped his game up to get in the mix, so good or bad, that's where it stands.
Cole Morgan has started 27 games over the past 3 seasons. Farley has said that he wanted to trim the competition down to 2 quarterbacks by game week, and if he's done that, he's not letting on.
When we go out to practice today, there'll probably be 2 guys that get more reps than the other 2 today. That doesn't mean that that's the final 2, but I think I'll be able to make some decisions after today, at least of the 2 that are out there. So, you know, there's a plan, and wait till game time.
Again, that game Saturday night at Jack Trice Stadium. Also in college football news, LSU officials say football coach Les Miles had to go to the hospital Monday morning as a precaution after not feeling well. The school's athletic director announced Miles' hospital visit about 30 minutes after Miles didn't show up for his media luncheon. Miles returned to LSU's football operations building early in the afternoon. Kansas State coach Bill Snyder knows which of his 4 quarterbacks will be the new starter. Snyder plans to reveal who is replacing Jake Waters today. Texas Tech coach Cliff Kingsbury is taking a different approach in letting everyone know who is starting again for the Red Raiders. The depth chart lists the quarterback as Davis Webb or Patrick Mahomes. Both started multiple games last season. During the first Big 12 coaches teleconference Monday, Kingsbury said everyone will know Saturday when one of them will jog on out there to take the first snap against Sam Houston State. All 10 league teams play this week, with 3 getting early starts on the road. Number 2 TCU and Oklahoma State have games Thursday, while Baylor will play on Friday. Kirk Cousins will be under center when Washington opens its NFL schedule. Coach Jay Gruden has announced that Cousins will be his starting quarterback for the season, saying the Michigan State product gives his team the best chance to win. Cousins was selected over Robert Griffin III, who was thought to have the job until he was held out of Saturday's preseason game because of a concussion suffered the previous week. The Buffalo Bills are turning their offense over to Tyrod Taylor following a three-way quarterback competition. Taylor won the job over former starter E.J. Manuel and Matt Castle, a 10-year journeyman who was acquired in an offseason trade with Minnesota. The Bills also have released 34-year-old running back Fred Jackson, who spent 9 seasons in Buffalo. Tennessee Titans head coach Ken Wisenhunt says there's a chance rookie quarterback Marcus Mariota won't play in the team's preseason finale Thursday against Minnesota. The reigning Heisman Trophy winner has completed 70% of his passes. He's 19 of 27 for 252 yards with only one interception. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady couldn't agree, so now a judge will decide the fate of so-called Deflategate. Judge Richard Berman says both sides tried hard to reach a deal during a Monday morning meeting but failed. He says he expects to rule as early as today whether Brady must serve a 4-game suspension to start the season for his alleged role in using underinflated footballs during the playoffs last season. Goodell upheld the suspension in July. The NFL Players Association wants that suspension to be nullified. In Major League Baseball action last night, Jason Hayward hit a 2-run tie-breaking double in the 7th inning to key a 5-run rally, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Washington Nationals 8-5 Monday night. St. Louis won for the 8th time in 9 games as they move 5 games ahead of idle Pittsburgh in the National League Central. Elsewhere in baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays had won 8 of 9 before the Cleveland Indians prevented them from stretching their lead in the AL East on Monday. The Indians picked up their 6th consecutive victory, a 4-2 decision over Toronto. Elsewhere in the majors, Dallas Keuchel is the AL's first 16-game winner, allowing 1 run and striking out 8 over 7 innings in Houston's 8-3 pounding of Seattle. Tyson Ross had an RBI single and scattered 3 hits in 7 innings to lead San Diego's 7-0 shutout of the Rangers. Also last night, it was Oakland turning a 3-0 deficit into an 11-5 rout of the Angels. The Dodgers' lead in the National League West is 4.5 over San Francisco after Adrian Gonzalez poked an RBI single in the bottom of the 14th to carry Los Angeles past the Giants 5-4. Also last night, it was the New York Mets over Philadelphia 3-1. Cincinnati beat Chicago 13-6. It was Tampa Bay over Baltimore 6-3, Atlanta losing 4-0 to Miami, and also Colorado 5-4 winners over Arizona. In baseball trade news, the Chicago Cubs made a key acquisition just before the waiver trade deadline. The Cubs have picked up outfielder Austin Jackson from the Seattle Mariners for a player to be named later. Jackson was hitting .272 with 8 homers and 38 knocked in 107 games this season. Meanwhile, the AL Central leading Royals have acquired outfielder Johnny Gomes from the Atlanta Braves. Gomes hit .221 with 7 homers and 22 RBIs and 195 at-bats with Atlanta. That's Check of Sports this hour. Sports brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.